No, that's fine. I don't think we're getting past the first page. Okay.
All
right. So let's learn. Okay. So what you have in front of you is Akdama of Reb Chaim Vital to basically the Kisvei Ari in general. So it's like this. I mean, maybe I mentioned this before. Like, introductions to Svarim is usually something that people like overlook. It's an introduction, whatever. You know, thank you, Grandma, for, you know, doing everything to, you know, but by Kabbalah Svarim, it's kedai to read the Hakdamas, because the Hakdamas usually are like a treasure trove of interesting things. Now, especially this Hakdama is famous. This is a famous Hakdama of Reb Chaim Vital. There have been Svarim written on this Hakdama, Mamish. There are Svarim written on this Hakdama. So this Hakdama is, obviously, it's an interesting limud by itself. It's definitely appropriate hachanis for Lag B'Omer. It's good hachanis for Shavuos, and I think it's also timely. First of all, yesterday was Reb Chaim Vital's yard sale, so it's also very much appropriate. Zchus Yogin Aleinu, I'll call you strong. So I guess we'll dive right in. So okay, so Hakdama Sefer Eitz Chaim. Okay, Eitz Chaim Il Machzikim of Simchem Usha. Okay, Omar Tsoyer Meir. So says the, again, this is the author of Reb Chaim Vital talking. Omar Tsoyer Meir, says the young one from the population. Hadal Ba'alafi, the impoverished one from amongst the multitudes. In other words, Reb Chaim Vital. Chaim Ben, you know, Rabbi Yosef Vital, Hasefer, Zechon Levroch, and so on, fine. So says Reb Chaim Vital. Now let's understand, the Hakdama that Reb Chaim Vital is about to say is not just like a nice thing, something it's good to know on your own. This is a framing. He's framing all of Kisvei Ari, all of Pnimiyas HaTorah, and really all of Yiddishkeit. Listen to what he says. So again, says Reb Chaim Vital, B'yosi ben shloshim l'koyach, when I became 30 years old, when I had my 30th birthday, toshash koyachi, I became weak. In other words, he's playing with Chazal. Chazal say in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that when a person hits 30, that's when they're at their height of their strength. So it says Reb Chaim Vital, but when I became 30, I became weak. Why did I have become weak? Because Yashavti Mishnaimim, because I sat and I was like bewildered. My mind was like running, and like I couldn't settle my mind. Why? Because I was thinking about one question and I just couldn't settle my mind. Ki over katzer, because the harvest has passed. Kolakayetz, the summer has gone. V'anachnu leinashanu, we haven't been saved yet. In other words, this question is, why has Mashiach not come? Why has Mashiach not come when he hit 30 years old? So that's the question that that he's asking himself. Now the significance, and he says like this, refuah has not come for our sickness. A mazir l'shvarenu, there's no bandage for our broken limbs. When you scrape yourself and you have like a, it grows back, a scar, a scab. A scab has not developed over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Hanechrav ze elef ha-chamesh meis v'arba-shana, which has been destroyed for 1,504 years. Which, by the way, if you look in the bottom, Hishnas Shin Lam Gimel. So that's the, that's the date. So at the age of 30 years old, Reb Chaim Vital is contemplating, why has the Beis HaMikdash not been built? Aylanu kipana yoyim. Woe is to us because the day has passed. The day is a reference to the day of Hashem, which is Shu El of Shana, which is 1,000 years. So it's been 1,000 years since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. V'gamnatu tzloli erev, and it's even coming closer to the afternoon. Shem arbo shanim yoyser michatzi yoyim esheni. It's 4 years past midday of the second day. In other words, what he's talking about is that there's a tradition, the Ramban already writes this, that the 6 days of creation correspond to the 6,000 years. So every day is like 1,000 years. So the Zohar Kodesh says that the fifth millennia that correspond to the fifth day of creation, that was the millennia where Gullus sort of makes sense, where you shouldn't be shocked that during that fifth millennia there was such a thing as Gullus. And that fifth millennia takes you basically from the times of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash all the way till around the 1300s. So during that time period, okay, that's Gullus, we understand. But once like the 1300s or so kick in, now we're moving into the sixth day of creation. The sixth day of creation is already Erev Shabbos. That should be that already should be lichtig. And not only did the Mashiach not come, but it's also the Reb Chaim Vital is talking about at a time. It's already way past that the beginning of the sixth day. It's already by midday of the sixth day. Already 4 hours past the beginning of Friday. So it's what's taking so long? What's taking so long? It's already 4 hours past the midpoint of the sixth day. In other words, the sixth day starts with Thursday night, right? So by the time of Reb Chaim Vital, you're talking about, you know, sort of past the midpoint, you know, you're a few hours into Friday morning, so to speak, on a, you know what I'm saying, on a historical level. So this is the question, why, what's taking so long? What's taking so long? B'chol akitz and kolu, all the predetermined times of when Mashiach should come, all the signs, they're all gone. V'adayim ben davar leibo, Mashiach hasn't come yet. V'noydes asher omer chazal, and everyone knows what chazal say, that kol dar shalei nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav, any generation that Mashiach, that the beis hamikdash isn't rebuilt in its time, ki'ilu nechrabim, it's as if the beis hamikdash is being destroyed. So this is a big problem. You know, so it doesn't mean that, you can just say, well, Mashiach hasn't come because like that's the status quo. It's not the status quo. If Mashiach doesn't come any particular day or generation, it means the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in that generation. So in other words, you could think that, okay, listen, maybe like since the status quo is that the Beis Hamikdash is not here, there's no Mashiach. So in order to like get over the hump and to get Mashiach and to bring the Beis Hamikdash back, so that's like a big avodah. But the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says that every generation has to see itself as if the Beis Hamikdash is right there, and if it doesn't materialize, it was being destroyed, which means that whatever issue we're doing that happened to destroy it the first time, we're replaying that scene. We're making the same problems over and over again. So what's going on? Now again, it's ironic that he feels that this question arises to him at the age of 30. Why dafka 30? I mean, why not 29 when he's 31? I don't know what's up as 30. So the truth is like this, is that obviously Reb Chaim Vital sensed that when he became 30 years old, that was like an auspicious time for Mashiach to come. That's why, you know, that's his question. The truth is we know this, that the year that, and he says in the bottom, maybe the year that the Arizal was Nifter, which is was the year Shin Lamed Gimel. Shin Lamed Gimel. Which I don't know in the year what that turns out 15 something, I don't know. Shin Lama Gimel. But exactly. So this was the time that the Arizal was Nifter. It's around that time. And Reb Chaim Vital is questioning, like, you know, the Arizal came to the world, he taught his Torah, let's go. So the truth is there is also a tradition, by the way, that the Arizal, if the Arizal would have lived another 2 years to get to the year Shin Lamed Hey, right, that would have been the Geula. Says in Pasuk, Hashem gives Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi, when Yaakov gives a bracha to Yehuda, so it says in Pasuk, Lo Yosir Shevet Mi Yehuda, Mechaikim Bein Raglov, that Hashem, the Yaakov says, I won't, that the scepter leadership should remain with Yehuda, Ad Ki Yavo Shiloh, until Shiloh comes. What does Shiloh mean? So Rashi says, Shiloh means Mashiach. Shiloh is a reference to Mashiach. So the word Shiloh is also Shin Lamed Hei. That was 2 years after that Rizal was Nifter. So he was Lifter in Shin Lamed Gimel. And 2 years later, that was the Shin Lamed Hei. If Arizal would have made it to Shin Lamed Hei, that would have been Geula. There's also a tradition, it depends which base measures you're in, but there's a tradition that those other 2 years, if the Arizal would have remained alive, what would he have spoken about? What Torah would have he revealed? So there's most have the tradition that he would have revealed the Torah of the Rashash, and the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, those would be the two additional years, right? Again, it depends which base medrash, whatever your netiyah is, maybe it would have been the Vilna Gaon's Torah and the Ramchal or Rav Nachman, whatever it is. But there's an additional two Giluyim. We've mentioned this idea before, is that the Arizal himself references this, is that Nishmas Moshe, the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the soul that brings us Torah on all levels, has five different different sort of stages or five different points of coming into the world, of coming into reality. So, and the tradition is that obviously that corresponds to five different incarnations of Moshe Rabbeinu. The first three, everyone agrees upon, right? So that's Moshe himself, that's Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and the Ari HaKadosh. The second two, that's already depends who you ask, right? So okay, Baal Shem Rav Nachman. That's the base medrash that speaks most about these five Yechidi Hadaris is Breslov and Mela. So it's Baal Shem Tov and Rav Nachman. But in all seriousness,
what are the other Gerses?
Like, huh?
Sopper has theirs. Lodge has theirs. Beer has theirs.
I never heard like
the truth is, well, only
I heard people shutting it down as a Baal Shem.
Only Breslov really speaks about this tradition of the five Yechidi Hadaris. The idea of Moshe Rabbeinu, the idea of Nishmas Moshe being rooted in five different levels, that's from the Arizal. But the fact that those five different levels correspond to five different personalities in the world that sort of take on the role of Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of revealing Torah, that's a Breslov tradition, and that's, you know, that's the Messiah that they have. So... But again, if the Arizal died in the year Shin Lamed Gimel, and if he made it to Shin Lamed Hey, that would have been Gula. That's from Chavital. That's a tradition already. That if the Arizal would have made it the last two. So again, that corresponds most likely fits within the next two incarnations of Moshe, whoever those two incarnations ended up being. You know, I'm saying it, Baal Shem Tov Nachman, whatever, however you want to put it. But if he made it to Shin Lamed Hey, so at this point. You know, that's so again, this is where Chaim Vital is talking about around this tekufa, the end of the Ptira, the histalkus of the Ari HaKadosh in the year Shin Lamed Gimel, which Rav Nachman, which Chaim Vital sensed is like, oh, mamish like chaval, like there was a miniyah, that something blocked the Ari HaKadosh from being able to continue to bring the Gula to Shin Lamed Hey. And so that's the question that Chaim Vital is now, you know, obsessed with in a good way. It's like, what's the ikuv? What's holding things back? What's interesting is that Reb Chaim Vital was a goyin olam. He understood. He knew everything. So if you ask the average Jew, what's the big problem that's holding Mashiach back? Everyone just said, sinas chinam. No, sinas chinam. The Gemara says it was this Rebbe because of sinas chinam. So that's the problem. So what's the big hasha? Like, what's the big hasha? So the answer is Reb Chaim Vital, as we're going to see. He's not asking like, what's the aver? Okay, the aver is sinas chinam. That's not a big. Where's it coming from? Where's it coming from, and how to fix it? Like Bemis, how to fix it? Bemis. So let's see what he says. Yeah, it's already late. Let's get started. Okay, ve'etna esponai lachkar v'lodas maza. So I put my mind to really investigate and to understand maza. Like what's pshat. Was pshat. Valmanisarach kates golasenu, and why is Gula taken so long? Why is it being pushed off? Umaduloi ba ben Yishai. So he says like this. Umatzasi only. I found an answer. Vanina bekirbi, but it pains me to talk about. Havlibi davoi. My heart aches, but I do have the answer. What's the answer? Bimaymer echad huva besefer tikuna. The answer is based on something that we find in the Tikkuni Zohar, the passage from the Zohar Kaddish. Bezel Shana, this is what it says in the Zohar. So again, today we're not going to be able to, we'll see how much we do. We're definitely not going to be able to get to sort of the explanation of it, but just to read the words, and we'll sort of get a feel of where this is headed. So he says like this. We'll just read the words of the Zohar. We'll see it together. Nisiv Tinyana, the second pathway. Again, the Zohar over there is talking about there's such a thing as Lamed Beis Nisivas Chachma, 32 pathways of wisdom. Whatever that means, and that's not for now. And now the Zohar is up to the second path. Okay, so the second path starts with the following Torah. V'ruach Elokim Marachefes, right? So it says in Pasuk in Bereishis that Hashem created the world, and there was the spirit of Hashem was hovering on the waters. Mai V'ruach, what is this Ruach? So it says the Zohar like this. Ella, it means the following idea. Bevadai bezimna de shchinta nachesis begalusa. When the Shechina is forced to go into Galus, which is nowadays, so Hai Ruach, then there's a Ruach, there's a spirit that's Noshav al Inan de Misaske Baraisa that descends upon those that are involved with learning, that are Isaac and Torah. Begin Shechinta Deshkachas Benayu, because when the Shechina is in Galus, the place that she goes to find comfort are people that are studying Torah. So the Shechina is there. So this Ruach of Hashem also comes following the Shechina to go to these people that are studying Torah. And this Ruach of Hashem communicates, or it tries to be mechazek, those people that are learning, to learn in a way that helps the Shechina out, because she needs The Shekhinah is amongst them, and the Shekhinah is in Golos over there. So it says in Zohar like this, Bahai Ruach is Avid Kola. This Ruach then says out the following voice, the following message. V'yemahachi. And it says as follows. Inon, now it's stark, and understand that the Ruach over here is talking to people that are sitting and learning. So we're not talking about Chas v'Shalom, people that are doing anything wrong. Inon demeichain deshinsa b'chareihain. The Ruach says, you who have sleepfulness in the pupils of your eyes, stimen einin, whose eyes are closed, atimen deliba, whose hearts are shut, kumu v'saru l'gabi shchinto, wake up and start doing avoida for the sake of the Shekhinah Kedosha. Te islachain liba, b'lo yislach lusanu. You have a heart, but doesn't have any understanding in it. L'minda be, to use it to understand what's needed. V'yu b'naichu, the Shekhinah is amongst you, and you're not paying attention to it. V'roza demila, and the secret of this message, kol oimer kara, is that this voice calls out this message, kigoyin kara na hayesh oinech, and then the kol, and this voice then turns to the Shekhinah and asks the Shekhinah to, like, say something, like speak up for yourself. V'hi oimeres, and the Shekhinah responds, me'akra, what do you want me to say? Kol habosar chotzir. All these animals are just grazing on grass. What does that mean? Kulay inan kibirin dachli chotzer. All these people that are sitting and learning, they're like animals that are eating grass. What does that mean? The kol chazda kitzitz hasada. All their kindness and all their avoda is as as trivial and as insignificant as grass. That what? Why? Because kol chesed avdi, because all the chesed, all the avodah that they're doing, like your mayav, they're doing it for themselves. They're not doing it for the Shekhinah. V'afilu kolin de mishtadli baraisa. And even again, we're talking about people that are sitting and learning. Kol chesed avdi, all the kindness and all the avodah that they're doing, like your mayav, they're doing it for themselves. So this is what the Shekhinah says back to the kol of, like, I'm not going to waste my time. Like, this is where I'm hanging out because it's the best neighborhood to be in, but there's no one to talk to. That's what Zara says. Ubahu zimna maksiv. And at that time, what does the pasuk say? The yizker kibasar hema. And then it's now reminded that they're taka flesh. Ruach haylech v'layoshev. And the ruach then leaves. The ruach leaves. Da'i ruach ish mashiach. That's the ruach of Mashiach. Vai loin man de garmi de yezel leimen alma. And woe is to those that force the ruach of Mashiach to leave the world, v'layosav l'alma, not to come. And who the elain inun hanu, and who are these people that do that? The avdi l'araisa yavasha, that make the Torah dry. V'layboyin l'shtadla b'chochma b'kabbalah. They're not interested in being involved in the chochma of Torah and the kabbalah of Torah. The garmin de stalik neviu de chochma, and they're causing the wellspring of wisdom, Diu Yud, which is corresponds to the letter Yud in Hashem's name, Mina, for they're causing the letter Yud of Hashem's name, which is the wellspring of wisdom, to be removed from Torah. The Ishtaris Beis Yabasha, and it remains just with the letter Beis of Bereshis and dry. It remains dry. Vailoin de Garmi in Yusa, Vacharva, Ubiza, Vaherik, Vaavdan Balma. Woe is to those that cause poverty and the sword, all terrible things in the world by Mashiach not coming. V'hai ruach destalik, this ruach which is repelled by those that are learning, but they're learning for themselves and not for the sake of the Shekhinah, which the Zohar is now identifying with making the Torah dry, not being involved with chochma, with Kabbalah, they're repelling the ruach, di'i ruach shel Mashiach, which is the ruach of Mashiach, k'ma de'itmar, as it says, v'i'u ruach ha'kodesh, which is the spirit of Ruach HaKodesh, V'yu Ruach Chachma Bina, Ruach Eitz HaGvur, Ruach Das V'yur Hashem, which is a pasuk referring to Mashiach. So that's what he says. Pekuda Tinyana, the Zohar continues, in the second mitzvah, the second path, V'yomer L'kim Yihi Ar, right? That's the next pasuk, right? Ruach HaKim Recheves Al Pnei HaMayim, V'yomer L'kim Yihi Ar. At some point, the Rabban Shem is going to say, let there be light. We'll begin Da, Omer Kud Shebrichu. And regarding this, the Rabban Shalom said, Hishbat Yeschem Benais Yushalayim, that the Jewish people are told to make an oath, Im Te'iru Vim Toiru Sahava Shatechbats, that usually the way this pasuk is interpreted in the Gemara and Ksubas famously interprets it like this, that as we're being sworn not to evoke the love until the right time. In other words, The Gemara says famously not to rebel against the Goyim, it's all the Gimel Shavuos. So, but the Zohar Kaddish is interpreting the Rechimu B'loi Pras, B'loi Almanas L'Kabel Pras. What it means is that the Jewish people are also being taken an oath that we have to evoke a love, a devotion, a motivation in learning Torah that has nothing to do with reward, that has nothing to do with what we get out of it, but rather purely to for the sake of the Shechina. The year of Yehava Manas L'Kabel Pras, when a person has Yiras Hashem or Havas Hashem for the sake of reward, Yi Shivcha. That's not the Shechina, that's not the Bas Melech, that's the maidservant, that's a cheap replacement. The Tachas Sholish Rog Zaretz and replacing the Bas Melech with the Shivcha says the Zayrus based on a pasuk that causes a roiges, that causes an anger. Tachas evet ki yimloich v'shivcha ki sirish kavirta, when a slave replaces a king, or when a maidservant replaces the princess or the bas melech, that's a terrible avla, and that causes problems. This is a desire. It's a harsh thing. But what are the puzzle pieces? And again, what the Zohar Kaddish is telling us is the following thing, is that the Ikr Nekuda, what repels Mashiach, the Ruach Shel Mashiach, is when a person is studying Torah or doing Avodas Hashem, not for the sake of the Shechina, rather for themselves. The key to Mashiach, however, is to be Isaac in Torah and to be Isaac in Mitzvahs for the sake of the Shechina Kedoshah. And Adrabah, the Shechina Kedoshah resides specifically by people that are learning, by people that are involved with Avodas Hashem. And it's like, that's why she's there, in order for that avayda to be oriented towards her, and for it to be misak in the Shechina. And Adraba, the Ruach from Hashem is calling and beckoning and demanding of this. And just like, you know, like, so the problem is that it's not happening, because the people that are there are not focused on that. Rather, everything they're doing is for themselves. And then, so what we see in the Zohar Kaddish again is these two things that, like, these are the two opposites. The two opposites are, one side is learning Torah for oneself, and the opposite of that is learning Torah for the Shechina. And so that's the choice that a person has to make. And then the Zohar sort of throws in over there, the reason why a person would be making a choice to go doing it for themselves as opposed to doing it for the Shechina is because they're not introduced to Pnimis HaTorah. By not being introduced to Pnimis HaTorah, the natural tilt is to doing things for yourself. But if a person is introduced to Pnimis HaTorah and the Torah is not dry, v'chulu v'chulu, then now that's fertile ground for the person to become sensitive enough where they're doing things for the sake of the Shechina. Now, the way I just said it is an important point, because what you'll find sometimes is that this Hakdama from the Rav Chaim Vital is quoted as saying that the key to Mashiach is learning Kabbalah and Pnimis HaTorah. That's not what the Zohar says. That's not what Rav Chaim Vital is saying. What Rav Chaim Vital is saying is that the tachlis is to learn Torah and to do Avodas Hashem for the Shechina. How does one develop a sensitivity and to understand what that means and to open themselves up for that avodah and to be tilted towards that? Taka, through Pnimis HaTorah. But it's not just, you know, if everyone learns Zohar, then Mashiach will come. There's no like ding, ding, ding. It doesn't work like that. It's an avodah of Avodas Hashem for the Shechina, which you become sensitized to through Pnimis HaTorah. And that's, so what we have to understand, and that's what Rav Chaim Vital is going to then discuss, is that why does Pnimis HaTorah make a person sensitive to this? And what does it mean to serve Hashem for the sake of the Shechina? Like, what does that mean? What does that look like? I know what it means to do things selfishly, that I know. But what does it mean to do things for the Shechina? What does that mean? It's easy, it's an easy crutch to just say, the answer is learn Kabbalah. That's not it. That's not it. That's not the nekuda that Rav Chaim Vital is talking about. The nekuda is doing everything for the Shechina, even when you're learning Nigla, and when you're just doing mitzvahs, or just walking down the street. How does one develop that sensitivity? And the Meichin for that, and the Chanami, the easiest way to do that is through Pnimis HaTorah. But even when a person is Pnimis HaTorah, if they're not interested in that being the result, they won't get there. And if a person is sensitive enough and develops the skills to be Isaac in Avodas Hashem for the Shechina's sake, then you can get there without Pnimis HaTorah. Pnimis HaTorah is just the clearest path when you're approaching it properly to sensitize yourself to then be involved in Avodas Hashem for the Shechina's sake. But that's the key, that's the nekuda. And we'll see that this is called Torah Lishma. This is called Torah Lishma.
Lishma, if in the back of your head you know that you're gaining the knowledge and use it.
The question is, what's the main motivation? We always have many motivations. And there's a part of us that's motivated for the sake of the Shekhinah. You have to just raise the volume of that. You don't have to worry about the other motivations. It'll take care of itself. You just raise the volume of the proper motivation. But that's what we have to. But that's what this Hakdamah is really about. And it's so important to not make that mistake, because I'm telling you, many people make that mistake of thinking the key is Pnimiyas HaTorah. Well, if only we got every single Jew to learn Eitz Chaim, Mashiach would come. That's not true. I don't think that's true. That's not what Chaim Vital is saying. That's not the way the Baal Shem of again, you have certain schools of Chassidus that are definitely pro and not pro, but like tilted towards getting Primus Atar out there, like the Kamarna, for example. But we'll see. I'll show you Marma comes from the Kamarna. The Kamarna himself makes this point that the key is learning for the Shechina. You know, which again, it you're sensitized to through Pnimiyas HaTorah. We'll speak about that. Okay. So, Shalom.
I think the issue is the
eternity.
The issue is the eternity.